a Lifetime Achievement Award for contributions in songwriting. I don't know how many times I've been asked in the last few months, where are the songs and who's going to be writing the songs, or who is writing the songs that are going to give us the courage to get through this time period? And I know lots of songs are being written, but I would say that it takes more than compassion and a desire for justice to write a good song. It also takes talent. And then when you couple talent with those desires and with courage, which I am convinced is can be spread, it's not just one person that doubles and then it quadruples, and everybody has a constituency. If that constituency is only one person, it's still a constituency. The person who gets this award this evening has a fairly large constituency now, and there are just two points where I feel extremely close to him. One is we've both battled very long and very hard and very uphill for the abolition of the death penalty in the United States of America. So don't give up. The other is that I've been singing two of his songs in my concerts, and I must say they receive possibly the largest ovation of each evening. And they are moving, they're intelligent, they're refreshing, and it gives me great pleasure to give this Lifetime Achievement Award for contributions in songwriting to Steve Earle.
Last summer here in England, I had to survive two songs of mine being sung by Joan Baez without having to be resuscitated afterwards, and I deserve a Lifetime Achievement Award for that, if nothing else. I make up songs, you know, for a living, and I still write more songs about girls than I do about anything else, and I probably always. I am going through a period where a lot of people that probably have never heard my music before might think I'm a political songwriter. And I am in the sense that Pete Seeger said that all songs are political, lullabies are political to babies. But I'm a songwriter and I write about what's going on around me, and I'm finding it just really tough to write chick songs in the climate that I live in my country at the moment. But hopefully, I do believe that songs that Joan Baez has sung and songs that my heroes have sung coming up over the years, I watched those songs help stop the Vietnam War, and I think music of people in this room and other people around the country will help stop this mess that we've gotten ourselves into this time. And a lot of people in this room work for that, and a lot of people pray for that, and then I can go back to writing chick songs. So thank you very much.